What's up, everybody? Another day, another dollar. Today is Monday, November 23rd, 2020, and these are the top five things to know today on Wall Street. Let's kick it off with number one. The good news on vaccines continued Monday. AstraZeneca announced that the COVID-19 vaccine it is developing in conjunction with the University of Oxford could be around 90% effective in preventing the virus without causing any serious side effects. The vaccine is now the third major trial to report success after U.S.-based pharmaceutical firms Pfizer and Moderna both did so earlier this month. The positive developments come just before this week's Thanksgiving holiday, when millions of Americans are expected to travel to visit family, despite instructions from public health officials to avoid public gatherings. On to number two. Stocks on Wall Street are set for a higher open to kick off the new week, with optimism over vaccines prompting demand for riskier assets. The Dow futures were pointing to a gain of more than 200 points. Futures on the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ were also indicating a positive Monday start for the two indexes. On to number three. On the data front, Market releases its manufacturing and services PMIs at 9:45 a.m. Eastern time this morning. The reports are likely to offer clues on the extent of the economic damage from the latest restrictions caused by the renewed COVID-19 outbreak. On to number four, there are just a few notable companies reporting their latest financial results today as the third quarter earnings season winds down. Urban Outfitters, Agilent Technologies, and Ambarella are all scheduled to release earnings after the close this afternoon. Head over to investing.com's earnings calendar to stay up to date with the latest results. And finally, number five, oil prices are sharply higher on Monday as traders looked to riskier assets to play the vaccine optimism. U.S. crude futures are up by around 1% to trade above the trade at around $43 per barrel, the strongest level since September 1st. Elsewhere in commodities, gold, meanwhile, is drifting lower, having lost almost 10% since peaking in earlier August. So that's it for me for today. Thank you for listening. May the trading guides be with you. Have a good one, everybody. Stay safe and stay healthy.